a lot has been said, a lot have been sung, you know, that's in my message. So this morning, thanks to God, I'm coming out of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, starting with the 28th verse. And it said, "Have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faint nor is weary. He is understanding and is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak and to those who have no might. He increases his strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." And if I had to put a title on those scriptures, it would be "Waiting Upon the Lord." Waiting upon the Lord. You see, thanks to God, in the natural, it seems the more we wait, the more frustrated and delusion we become. Not so in the kingdom of God. We can wait upon the Lord in confident knowing that our hope will not be cut off. The more we wait upon the Lord, the stronger our hope and the deeper our strength becomes. When we wait upon the Lord in his presence, our heavy burdens and cares are laid at his feet. We find answers to circumstances that once seemed impossible. We trade our weakness for God's strength and our uncertainty for his assurance. As we wait for the second coming of the Lord and for eternal glory and happiness, all shall renew our strength, which is to be understood as spiritual strength in the heart. And of the grace of spirit there which assists us in the performance of duty to enable us to resist Satan and his temptations and the corruption of nature, and to cause them to endure affliction and persecution patiently, to persevere unto the end. Perhaps this is why the Bible talks so much about waiting. God wants us to know that waiting is far from passive activity which we do nothing. In fact, Scriptures teach us that God wants us to be active, participate in the work he desires us to accomplish. Waiting strategically can cultivate good fruit in our life, such as patience, perseverance, endurance. It also draws us closer to our Savior and points those who are watching us to the gospel. So we see, thanks to God, waiting on the Lord requires that we give God the benefit, the doubt that he knows what he is doing. Waiting on God is God's way of seeing if we will trust him, whether it should be with our relationship, with our financial, with our career, with our dreams, with our family, or with our church. We must trust God. We must trust that God knows that what he is doing. Waiting on God reminds us that we are not in charge. We've been children of God, and that he is the real issue of life. We are not just waiting around, but we are waiting on God. Therefore, we can trust his wisdom and His timing. So we can wait with confidence, thanks to God. Waiting on the Lord, we see it gives us benefit of believing that God, who saves you, hears your cry. God hears your cry. Micah 7:7 says, "Will the Lord be pleased with thousands?" "But as for me, I will look to the Lord and confident in him, I will keep watch. I will wait with hope and expectation for the Lord for my salvation. My Lord will heal me." So, have you ever felt like your prayers are bouncing off the ceiling? Perhaps, like me, you have prayed for a long, long time about a concern. But God has seen silence. Therefore, God demonstrates his love and mercy toward us when we were still his enemy. So God hears your cry. Waiting upon the Lord, he did not spare his only son, but gave him up for us all. How will he not also, with his gracious gift, us all things? Waiting upon the Lord, in other words, the cross is our guarantee that God is for us and is committed to give us everything we would ask for if we knew everything he knew. And we being in Christ, we know what he knows. We can be content with that and wait patiently for his answer. Waiting upon the Lord, watch. We must watch with expectation, but be prepared for the unexpected answer. In Psalm 5:3, it says, "My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will wake and I will look up. For you are not a God who take pleasure in wickedness, nor shall any evil dwell with you." So, while God has seemed faithful to answer many of our prayers, it also been in far distant a way that we can anticipate God, knowing that the only way to do what he and we both deserve at time involve very degree of discomfort in our life. No matter what you're going through, God will have the answer. Growing in humility means pride has to be done away with. Learning to love like Jesus requires to say no to self, constant demand for selfishness, ambition, wanting our own way, and putting ourselves first. Growing in patience involves some form of waiting. Whether it's in a long line at the grocery store or a lifelong for a loved one to come to Christ. When we lay our requests before him, it is by faith that we wait and watch in anticipation of God's good work in us and in others. Thanks to God, when we wait upon the Lord, we put our hope in his word. Psalms 130:5 said, "I will wait for the Lord, my soul wait, in his word I do hope. For my soul wait for the Lord more than those who watch for morning." Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. So in other words, thanks to God, we put our hope in God's word. We can be tempted to put our hope in things that may disappoint us in the end. We can put our hope in doctors who will heal us. We put our hope in teachers, hoping that they will pass us. We put our hope in our spice, in our spouse, hoping that they will love us. We put our hope in our employer, hoping that they will reward us, or our friend, hoping they will help us. But it's not. It is only when we put our hope in Christ that we can wait with confidence and know we will not be put to shame. It seems that we sometimes experience disappointment in life, that nothing else will truly satisfy or provide us with a firm foundation to stand on. But God's word alone is unshakable. We can wait for the Lord, knowing that no matter how dark the night is, His light will break through in our life, bringing abundant joy through a more intimate relationship with Christ. Also, waiting upon the Lord is we trusting in the Lord, not in our own understanding. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding with all your heart. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. So trust in the Lord, saints of God. Don't lean on your own understanding. Why is it so tempting for us to depend on our own wisdom rather than the wisdom of our all-wise God? What makes us think that we know more, we know better than He does what is best for us? Scriptures speak clearly about how to live life abundantly forever with Christ. Yet all too easily, we justify our sins, declare distasteful comments, irreverence, and do what is right in our own eyesight rather than what God says. Season of waiting reveal where we are placing our trust in. So the question is, where are you placing your trust? Are you placing your trust in God, or are you placing your trust in your own understanding? Also, waiting upon the Lord, saints of God, is resisting, refraining from anger, be still, and choose patience. Psalms 37:7-8. And it said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who profits in his way, because of man who brings wicked things to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. So in other words, saints of God, don't worry about the success of the wicked doer. Don't be angry at them because they succeeding and being successful. But be still and wait on the Lord. And while you're waiting, be patient. We have to be patient. It's easy to say we trust God, but our response to delay, frustration, in difficult situation expose where we are actually placing our hope. Are we convinced He is listening? Do we believe that He is good? Do we accept that our circumstances are sovereign ordained? Do we doubt that He really cares about us? When we choose to wait quietly and truthfully, we not only honor God, but encourage others to put their hope in Him as well. So thanks God, waiting on God, trusting in him, that people looking at us in our life, they will encourage them to do the same. Also waiting on the Lord, thanks God, is to be strong and take courage. Be strong and take courage. Psalms 27, 13 and 14 says, this morning we're going to be walking through a couple of scriptures. 13 and 14, it said, I will have lost heart unless I have believed that I have seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I said, upon the Lord. So no matter what you're going through, thanks of God, waiting sometimes have its privilege. I know sometimes we, like I said, we hate to wait in traffic. We hate to wait in grocery line. But just think about it. Sometimes when these new gym shoes or these new toys come out, people wait all night just to get them. But we got to learn to wait on God. I found that one of my biggest battle in long season of waiting is fighting fear and all its buddy, like anxiety, fretfulness, and worry. A voice in my heart said, what is this? What if this don't happen? What if God is not really listening to you? You know how I'm sure everybody had that conversation with themselves, had that feeling. Lord is not thinking about me. He's, you know, I'm messed up. God is not really paying attention. He's not listening to my prayers. He's not listening to my conversation. But thanks to God, that is of the devil. What if God doesn't answer our prayer? He hears our prayer, thanks to God. So get that out of our, we got to get that out of our flesh, because there ain't nothing but flesh talking. God hears your prayer. If you're a believer, just wait on him. Your prayers will be answered. One way or the other, it will be answered. It is the gospel that taught us that endure strength and courage will never be found in ourselves, but in Christ. We are empowered to be courage when we meditate on the sovereign rule and power of God and his abundance, goodness in sending a Savior to set us free from our sin. So we see, thanks to God, as we wait, things do happen. Also, we see Paul said, I remember that my light affliction is prepared for us an eternal rate of glory beyond all comparison. 2 Corinthians 4:17. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He is Emmanuel, God with us. That's a promise, thanks to God, that will sustain us while we wait for answers for prayer, no matter what you're going through. But evermore, as we wait for him triumphant return, wait upon the Lord. Also, waiting upon the Lord, thanks to God, we see it gives an opportunity to experience God's goodness. Waiting upon the Lord, we see an opportunity to experience God's goodness. I read Psalms 27:13, and you also found it's good in Lamentation 3:25. Lamentation 3:25. Well, it's in here somewhere. Job. Okay. We see Lamentation 3:25, it says, the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seek him. It is good that one shall hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. So, thanks to God, we see as we wait upon the Lord, we experience God's goodness. When our focus is on our problems and what God has or has not given to us, we prone to grumble, complaint, discontentment, bring bitterness, and selfishness. But when we define goodness by what brings us the most comfort, happiness, and gratification in this life, then everything that threatens these things will tempt us to question God's love and his goodness. So, saints of God, we have to be careful how we live this life, how we living in the flesh, how we living in the world. We in the world, but not of the world. So we got to be careful, saints of God, being believers, not let this flesh take control of us. God demonstrated his goodness when Christ absolved the wrath of God that we deserve, making a way for us to be free from the power of sin and our enemy, Satan, who seek to steal, kill, and destroy our eternal joy and peace. For those have eyes to see, season of waiting, often counting opportunity, witness to God at work in and through us for our eternal good and for his glory. Also, waiting upon the Lord, saints of God, it let us don't go our own way instead of waiting for God's promise. So waiting upon the Lord, it make us not go out, do our own things, in other words, but waiting for God's promise. Acts 1:4. I guess you said, wow, he finally got in the New Testament. But a lot of things in the Old Testament, it just, to me, it's bringing things that happen. I look at it, well, man, this still happened today, but it's just back then and stuff, and give me a better sense of what's happening. Acts 4:1, it said, and while being in their company, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. So in other words, while we wait upon God, we're waiting for the promise. He told them to wait upon the promise. We're still waiting upon the promise. We're still waiting upon the promise. The promise still come. Although, if we hold on, the victory is ours. We're going to have eternal life with the Father. So the promise is still coming. Scripture offer plenty of examples of saints who get weary or waiting for God and choose to do things their way. I have given ways to that temptation as well. I'm sure a lot of you too. For example, Abraham and Sarah. They gave way. But we have a way, saints of God, to come back to the Father. Our sins have been forgiven. So no matter what you do, your sins have been forgiven. Jesus paid the price. So don't hold that, whatever you've done, don't hold it against yourself, because God already forgave you. So you forgive yourself. God's goodness is promised for those who wait patiently for him. No matter how long, regardless of how hopeless things appear to us, even when it seems to cost us everything, God is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to his power at work within us. When we wait for him, we will never be disappointed. Also, waiting upon the Lord, saints of God, continue steadfast in prayer, being watchful with thanksgiving. Colossians 4 and 2. And it said, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant and with it with thanksgiving. So, as we being watchful, be thankful. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you received it. And be thankful. Start giving thanks. Thank God already. It's already happened. It already happened. Be thankful. Just praise God. Give him thanks. Deep down, it already happened. If that's your desire, it already happened. Just start thanking God right now. Another temptation we face when God does not seem to be answering our prayer is to stop praying. Don't stop praying, saints of God. Don't stop. Stop expecting him to act while giving away to a spirit that's undefiled, rather than thanking God for who he is and all that he has done for us. While God may not answer in our timing or in our way that we expect, he will accomplish his good purpose in our lives when we wait for him and persevere in prayer. So even when, thanks God, that you seem that your prayer is not being answered, don't give up. Continue to pray. Continue to have the expectation. Continue to give thanks. Don't give up, saints of God. Don't give up on God, because God have not given up on you. Also, we see, saints of God, remembering the blessing yet to come. When we wait upon the Lord, we remember the blessing yet to come. Isaiah 30, verse 18. And it said, therefore, the God will wait that he may be gracious to you, and therefore he will be exalted that he may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait on him. So wait on the Lord, saints of God. As long as our hope is set on this life and things that gratify our flesh, we will likely feel frustrated. So in other words, when we let that flesh rise up, we're going to always feel frustrated, confused, selfish, hateful, bitterness. Like Evangelist said, deep depression. All that will bring upon yourself, and eventually sickness like ulcers and stuff. So, but we have to remember the blessing of what the Lord is with us, encouraged and hopeless. Jesus Christ came to also of eternal joy, thanks to God, and freedom from sin. And although we have been set free from sin power, sin's presence is still at work in and around us. Thankful, the gospel assures us as believers that God is for us and work all things together for good for those who are called or calling to his purpose. During the long season of waiting, saints of God, our heart will be encouraged to remember that the best is yet to come. One day sin will be no more. We will be free from self-demands and temptation and experience everlasting joy. So, saints of God, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land, but for you, O Lord, do I wait It is you, O Lord, my God, who will answer. Christ is the answer. He is your rest and the treasure that you seek. While you wait, wait for the Lord. And I'm going to unplug right there, as Pastor said. And maybe I'll continue on later on. It's spiritual. But I'm going to unplug right there, Pastor.